Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Hey, thanks everyone for joining us. We're glad to have you along. We have a jam-packed full hour of Penn State football talk for you. Mandy Shea joining me in studio, as always. Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News, and the star of our show, Ross Tucker.
Star of our show. Yes. No chance, okay? First of all, Andy, you are the star with the bold prediction. Secondly, Bob covers the team a lot closer than I do.
I vote Ross.
I'm just the pretty face.
I vote Ross. I do have a bold prediction for the Michigan State game for this week.
I bet you do, buddy. I bet you do.
If one of you guys doesn't.
I have a bold prediction. You ready? Brian Lewerke's going to play awesome. You know why? Because he's playing against Penn State.
Right.
I swear 3 years ago I thought, this guy's going to be a first-round pick. He was unbelievable. How has he... There should be an investigation.
In bad weather.
Yeah, there should be an investigation. How has he gotten worse? Nate, like, who is the quarterback coach there? Who's their... I mean, dude, how do you start 2 years ago, and you're awesome? He was actually good that whole year. Like, he was a good quarterback.
He was good that whole year, and then he's...
And he got worse last year, and he's even worse this year.
Some injuries, but...
This is like not, Benjamin not Button. He's going the wrong way.
Or another number 14 that we know that played at Penn State.
Christian Hackenberg?
Ooh.
Different quarterback, but same
trajectory.
This is me going down. I'm pointing down.
Big for the radio podcast.
I'm pointing down.
Well, we're already rolling in our jam-packed hour, so we're going to tell you what's coming up. We've got news and notes to kick us off. Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. That's quarter number two. We have your questions, his answers. Ask Ross. That's quarter three. Brought to you by 409TailgateClub.com. And in quarter four, we'll give you a preview, our picks and predictions, and a bold prediction.
From Andy Shea.
For Penn State at Michigan State on Saturday. All right, let's get one thing out of the way. Penn State picked up a couple commits. It was a big recruiting weekend for Michigan in the whiteout. They got the three-star offensive lineman from Harrisburg and Sean Clifford's younger brother. Liam, he committed as well.
Yeah. How Irish is that family, by the way?
Yeah.
I just want to say, how Irish is that family?
Well, Liam's a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
And Sean, yeah.
Sean.
Clifford.
Z-A-N. So the first thing I want to bring up in news and notes is let's talk about Nokane, because it's everything to talk about. Five carries for 19 yards against Michigan. I don't know, Penn State fans. He had the most carries of the running backs. But I'm joking. So James talked about this week. He said it's 1,000 things that go into these running backs. It's more than just the 20 minutes that the media gets at the practice and what happens in the games. It's hours of work and hours of study. They like all four backs. You know, ultimately, doesn't what happened on Saturdays matter the most? I mean, isn't that?
I was just gonna say that is true, but. What happens on Saturdays should be 95% of the evaluation. That's what matters.
That's what I'm talking about. I was baffled a little bit by the comment, not because I'm riding the Noah Kane, you know.
Train.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Saturdays,
right.
You look at Saturdays and build backwards from there. But it seems like they start over on Monday and go forward from there.
I mean... Are there things probably going on in practice and whatever? But he has said all along, when somebody separates themselves, then we'll go with one. And
right.
Noah against Pittsburgh, you could argue that without Noah Kane, they lose that
they
game.
They might not win that football game.
He looked very good against Purdue down the stretch. And they are not, I don't think they're winning that. I don't know that they're winning that game against Iowa either without him. I just want to know who's making the decision, because James has said at times that it's the position coach who sets the depth chart, you know, and the plan. But I just have a hard time believing that James is not signing off on that and kind of pushing it in the direction he wants it to be pushed.
Why is a position coach calling?
No, he's said before that he does that a lot. He lets the assistant coaches kind of set the depth chart, if you will, and then James kind of has a little bit of a say, but. He has definitely said that.
Where's Ricky Ronnie in this?
Well, so let me just say.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Ricky Ryan's in the box.
I know, but I
mean... And Franklin has a million things going on. During the game, the actual mechanics of which running back goes in the game, that's on the running back coach. 1,000%.
Okay.
But during the week, they discuss and have a plan for how they want to use their people. So Jawan Sider knows, okay, here's what we want to do, guys. When we're in the meeting, they're at a table just like we're at right now. Let's start the game with Journey. Let's go Noah second. We want to try to get him this many touches, him that many touches, etc. That's how it goes. Now, what's interesting about that, because I actually rotated a little bit my sophomore year of college. If you do it by like series, right? Well, what if every time the one guy's in, you have a 12-play series? Every time the other guy's in, you have a 3-play series, right? And by the way, if that's the case, then maybe you should keep the 12-play series guy in the game. But so during the game, it's the running backs coach. But there's a lot that goes into it during the week. They know what the plan's supposed to be. And by the way, there's no question Ronnie or Franklin during the game can say, let's just put Noah in there. Or whoever. Let's put this guy in there.
Well, the last thing I wanted to bring up was, you know, the four running backs combined this season, they've got over 900 yards and 13 rushing touchdowns. If one hadn't separated itself, the conversation about that might be different. But I don't think their productivity as a group has been great, but I don't think it's been a problem as well either. All right, let's keep moving on. Last two games against ranked opponents, Penn State's got back-to-back victories. The offense started fast, but man, those lulls. I wanted to get each of your thoughts on that. I mean, James talked about consistency, and it's a combo of things. Look, all I know is 10 points in the final 38 minutes at Iowa, 7 points in the final 37 minutes against Michigan. That's a long lull in each game to even win those football games. But what are you seeing as an offensive lull? Is it the other team adjusting? Is it the playbook shrinks? What are each of you guys
seeing? Yeah, they need Noah Kane in there. I'm not trying to beat a dead horse. No. But when they've had their long, sustained drives, he's usually been in the game. I just think he balances the offense. The defense has to really gear up for him. He always gets positive yardage. That he didn't have any carries in the first half, and just, you know, a couple of carries in the second half. In the second half of the game, there were a couple of plays that they just missed. And if he talked about taking shots and being able to hit shots. He had Dotson for a touchdown, missed him in the first half. I thought the pass to KJ Hamler that he didn't score on. He had his initial guy beat, and the safety was coming from the far side of the field. Right. Sean needs to throw that ball the other way and lead KJ. And also, he missed Freiermuth on, I think, 3rd and 8.
Yeah, it was just
so those plays, I think, conspired to kind of slow them down. If you're going to live by the chunk play or the play down the field, you're going to die by it. He also said we got to be better underneath and getting some catch and runs, and maybe they'll turn into chunk plays.
So a couple of things. One is, if they didn't have those lulls, okay, they'd be like the best team in the country. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I mean, they still scored 28 right. points against a good Michigan defense.
Right.
Michigan wasn't great against Wisconsin, but they were better against Penn State. They still scored 28 right. points. The lulls are tough, and it's especially bad when they get off to a 21-0 start.
Right.
And you kind of expect that to continue. Michigan made some adjustments, give them some credit. But my point would be, they're still a young team, a young offense. There are going to be ebbs and flows. I mean, if every game was like Maryland, then they'd be the number one ranked team in the country.
Right.
You know what I mean? By the way, that is what Ohio State games look like. I'm not kidding.
All right.
That is what Ohio State doesn't have lulls.
They
it's
do
the
not.
Craziest thing. I did it's like Cincinnati is a good team, okay? Cincinnati killed Marshall. I did that game. They beat UCF. Ohio State beat them 42-0. Like, that is – Ohio State murders everybody. We'll see what happens in this Wisconsin game Saturday. That will be interesting just to see what that score ends up being. But my point on the lulls is, if they didn't have any lulls, they'd be, like, the best team in the country. And also, you know, lulls are normal. Like,
right.
You know, nobody's, like, that consistent. But to Bob's point, if they hit a couple more of those throws – I mean, if they were more consistent, they'd be a better team. But if they hit some of those throws, right. They easily score another touchdown or two.
It's hard to be perfect. It just is.
This
is
by the way, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Their defense wasn't getting off the field great either in the second half of the game.
82 snaps for the defense.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Quarter number one. Kicking off our show this week, Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We've got news and notes. One other thing. The Hamler on the last play. Like it? Good for him. I mean, he ran. That was a hard run that he put in at the end of a game, physical game.
Third and a long three.
Yeah.
I thought just like Iowa, they were going to give it to Noah, but Michigan's defense was aligned to –
To stop Noah.
It was a gutsy call.
It was.
Not,
I loved it.
You know what? It wasn't the same call, but not unlike the call they missed against Ohio State where Miles Sanders got stuffed on, was it fourth and two.
Fourth and four.
But it was a gutsy call that worked this time. They still claim it could have worked against Ohio State. It didn't. But I'll tell you, that took some stones to call that play.
And considering how people love to second guess and love to criticize, Ricky Ronnie especially, I'm glad you said that, Bob. Let's all take a moment to acknowledge it was a surprising call. It was a gutsy call. It worked. It sealed the game. Kudos, Ricky Ronnie.
Good block by Rasheed Wallace on that play, too.
Yes.
Walker.
I mean, Rasheed Walker. Gosh.
It's okay.
That's right. Not going to hit your head that hard, right.
That looked like it hurt. Just careful.
I will say this. Hamler's not exactly your ideal short yardage
back. He stuck his nose in there, though.
I love him. He is tough as nails. And I think Penn State fans should enjoy him because I think that this is probably his last year. I mean, when you're a $165 and they're using you on third and three, you might be.
Time to go.
And that's the thing, too, because I tweeted recently at Ross Tucker NFL how I feel like Penn State will be even better next year. And they might be. But he's a big loss, man.
He is a good
loss. They don't have
anybody
else like him.
Real quick, last minute. Two similar quarterbacks. Kenny Pickett. From Pitt and Shea Patterson, each arguably had the best game of the year against Penn State. Where's the hole? What is it that the mediocre to average quarterbacks are?
Patterson's more of a runner than Pickett. Pickett was kind of extending plays, but he didn't. It's tough when you a quarterback's mobile and you don't know where you can't just set your sights on him and just kind of condense and you don't know where he's going to be. But Patterson, I thought they should have spied him a little bit more. And their blitzes, well, they blitzed a lot. They didn't always get there and left the middle of the field wide open.
Wide open.
Yeah, and also both matchups, the offensive line beat up Penn State's defensive line.
That's
they protected
true.
Him.
All right, that's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stick around. Tucker's Tape is next. You're not going to want to miss it.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.